Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
And I guess we all need a little guidance and help at some time or another. And I've got on the line Tony Barton and Sue Powell. They're both life coaches. They've got an event taking place at G Live at the end of the month called So Is This It Then? Good afternoon to Sue.
Good afternoon, Graham.
And hello, Tony.
Hi, Graham.
Good to have you on the line. Anyway, Sue, now you're both lifetime coaches. So how long have you been doing this, Sue?
Between the pair of us, I think we're over 30 years.
Oh, is that all? So you've got a little bit of experience, yeah? Good, good, good.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, okay. Well, life coaching, I always think of that as more of a sort of a one-to-one type thing, but here we've got quite an event coming up, haven't we? Quite an entertainment?
We have, yes. We've decided to bring coaching onto the stage. We've spent years working one-to-one, exactly as you say, but we fundamentally believe there are so many people that could benefit from these skills and what coaching brings. So, and we know that there are lots of people out there who are curious, maybe even a little concerned about what it might be. So we thought, well, what better way to show people actually what it's all about and to take it onto the stage?
Well, Tony, just explain a bit. Well, what is life coaching for those who don't know? Is this telling you how to make your breakfast or what?
Well, maybe if that's a challenge you have in your life, but I think life coaching is really just about helping people make a bit more sense of what's going on in their lives. It's a chance to stop and think and reflect on what you actually want, because sometimes we just end up doing things somewhat unconsciously, and life coaching is a great opportunity just to step back and go, you know what? What do I really want to do with my life, and where do I want to go, and how might I get there? So it's a chance to reflect, I think.
Okay, and it's covering sort of work and leisure and home and everything else?
Yeah, life coaching covers the whole of people's lives. Everything has an impact on everything else. So, you know, whether it's relationships or work or hobbies or losing weight, all of these things have an impact on how we feel about ourselves and how we, you know, relate to being alive.
And do you think more people need more help these days? We're leading such crowded and busy and fast-moving lives.
Yeah, I think, well, absolutely, that people need help, because some of the things are entrenched. You know, we get into habits. Sometimes we feel like we're just a machine. We're going through the motions. We'd love to take a break and step out and look at ourselves, but we don't. And so, you know, we also look at what kind of perspectives do people have about their lives, and what are they saying yes to that they've always said yes to that maybe actually it's time to say no to.
We all get into habits and into commitments and everything else. And it's sometimes trying to sort of sort out where your priorities lie and drop a few things that, you know, maybe you ought not to be doing.
Absolutely. It's all of that. It's actually, are the choices I'm making the ones that work best for me?
Right. And Tony, so how's this going to work in a sort of in a stage setting then?
Well, this is the first time this has ever been done. So our intention is to involve the audience. That's not putting them on the spot or making it awkward for anybody, but we just want to join with people in terms of sharing what we know about life coaching. Because as Sue said, you know, a lot of them are skills and techniques that perhaps people aren't aware of. And we want to bring some of those insights to bigger audiences. So we'll be sharing what we know with the people who turn up to G Live at these events, and they'll go away with, hopefully, they'll have some answers to some of the questions. Maybe they'll have an answer to the question, is this it then?
well, I can say we'll certainly be G Live, won't it? Are you going to be driven a bit by then what the audience ask you, Tony?
Well, I think that's part of our coaching philosophy, is that, you know, it's not all pre-planned. It's a bit like life, really. You know, things show up, the audience will be whoever they will be, and they'll have their own questions. And so Sue and I will be working with them with whatever they come with. And that's part of the excitement of it. It's very much about being in the moment, which I know is a bit of a trendy phrase these days, but that's certainly part of our intention.
Right, and Sue, what do you think are the main things that people need help with these days?
Oh, I think that varies enormously, but as you said, I think mostly we're overwhelmed. I mean, we've got a lot of choices these days, probably more than ever before, which has both, you know, a wonderful upside, and it also has a downside, because we don't want to miss out, and we say yes to things that maybe we shouldn't be, or it wouldn't be a good idea for us to, or we overload ourselves. And sometimes we just don't pause long enough to say, well, actually, you know, who am I really and what do I really want? What's the most fulfilled, satisfied life that I can create for myself? And I think, you know, one of the things that we're very keen on is that people understand that they can get in the driving seat of their lives, that they don't have to be a victim of their circumstance. And we're all, you know, all of us are guilty of that at some point. So we have a lot of opportunity to create the life we want, you know, and as the show is called, you know, so is this it then? You know, we know that there are a lot of people who reach points, and, you know, it could be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s, or onwards. But we're looking at people saying, well, is this it? Do I have to sort of put up and make do? Or actually, could I create something else? And so the challenges vary for individuals, but I think the common theme is you have an opportunity to create something, and part of what we're trying to do with the show is help you see how you could do that.
And Tony, do you think, you know, some people just need a bit of help and to push them to make a few decisions and trigger things?
Well, I don't know. If other people are like me, then I think the answer is yes. Sometimes I need a bit of a push. I need somebody sometimes to wake me up a little bit to what is possible. As Sue says, sometimes there are lots of possibilities out there, and they're not always necessarily easy choices to make, but I think that's part of the challenge of life. Often the tougher choices we make have massive benefits. So yes, I do think we need a little bit of a push, and I think that's what coaching is all about, and I think that's what this show is about. We want to, you know, people who come along, maybe they'll wake up to some ideas and some dreams and parts of themselves that perhaps they've left dormant for a while, and now is the time to, you know, make some changes.
Yeah, and I guess, Sue, it's really very much a personal thing for each person, isn't it? There's no one size fits all advice here. You have to be led by them.
No, absolutely. And as Tony was saying, you know, that it's an absolutely individual experience, just like life. And so, you know, what people will take from the show will be very individual also. And Tony was saying, you know, there are some things that we know can be useful to many, many, many people, and they'll use that in their own way and make their own decisions on the back of that. But actually, we just want to introduce people to the kinds of really, in many ways, simple things that we can do to start shaping our lives a little bit differently.
Right, okay. And I see from the blurb here, it's creating a fun, informative, authentic experience to entertain, enlighten, and inspire. So there'll be a bit of humour around all this, I'm sure.
Well, we'll do our best.
What about, I tell you, one thing these days, a lot of talk about social media and people trying to, you know, get control of what they do with that, because it's so tempting. Every time that phone makes a little sound, you're on it, aren't you?
Mm, absolutely.
So there is going to be some advice on that, maybe. Just one of the many things we ought to be managing better in our lives and take it in proportion.
Yeah, it's like all things.
Yeah, indeed.
It's all things, yeah. All things in moderation, is that what they say?
Something like that, anyway. There we go. So just tell us then, when's the show on? It's on at G Live, isn't it? It's on, I see, on the 25th of October, 29th of October and 5th of November at 7:30. And I guess if people want tickets, they can just get on the G Live website?
Yes, and the G Live website is glive.co.uk.
Great stuff. Okay, well, Tony and Sue, thank you very much for telling us all about this today, and looks like it's going to be a fascinating few sessions you're going to have over there at G Live.
Thanks, Graham. Hope you'll come and join us.
I'm tempted to, actually. I'm thinking here at the moment. I'm am I stressing out pressing all these buttons too often? Okay. Well, thank you, Sue, and thank you, Tony.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. Okay, that was Tony Barton there and Sue Powell, who are going to be at GLive, as you heard, with their So Is This It Then? A Life Coaching Musical Experience. 25th of October, 29th of October and 5th of November at 7:30 p.m.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.